This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Ethiopian government jet bombed the capital of northern Tigray region on Thursday, with one doctor reporting 10 deaths in the latest casualties of the year-long war. Residents claim Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's federal forces have hit Mekelle from the skies at least 8 times in the last 2 weeks in a fight against local Tigrayan forces that has killed thousands and uprooted more than 2 million people. Foreign powers are pressing for mediation, and the United States is threatening sanctions to stem a conflict reverberating across the already volatile and impoverished Horn of Africa. Ethiopia's government said Thursday's airstrike hit and destroyed another part of a factory complex bombed last week, where it said the Tigray People's Liberation Front stored military equipment, but a TPLF spokesperson says the strike hit a residential neighborhood. Civic rights groups said on Thursday Mozambique must find a political solution to end 4 years of unrest by Islamist militants, arguing the government's military intervention puts the exploitation of natural gas resources ahead of peace and security for local residents and risks fueling the conflict. More than 3,000 African troops, as well as European and U.S. military trainers, are in Mozambique to help quell the unrest in the mineral-rich northern province of Cabo Delgado. A report from Mozambique's Investigative Journalism Center said the foreign forces, especially the 1,000 Rwandan troops who have spearheaded recent military gains, are operating with unclear mandates and financing. This is VOA News.